So this is the part I wasn't really ready for. William said, can you come and do the service? And I was honored and I was ready. And then he said, oh, and by the way, we'll need a witness. So I had to come up with something. And as usual, it was one of those things where I have all these things running around in my heart and all these things running around in my head. And they're almost always in terms of some sort of a metaphor. I don't think I ever met a metaphor I didn't like. And I love movies. And I had just seen, don't ask me how this comes together. I have no idea. I had just seen one of the Transformer movies. And I thought, you know, that's kind of what we do here. We're in the transformation business. And the way we do that is we take this amazing cycle of the life of a man, our God, and we transform him throughout the year. I had to learn a little bit about what Christ the King Sunday meant. I wasn't really exactly sure. I talked with Reverend Martha, I talked with Carl. They said, just look it up. You can Google it. I thought I should have a little bit more. So I found out that Christ the King Sunday is just this one tiny little Sunday on our calendar. It seems a tiny little place of time to put Christ the King. Isn't he Christ the King the whole time? Well, in my life, he hasn't always been. I've stumbled through it, and when I was thinking about the different metaphors that I wanted to use here, the first thing that I thought of while I was watching that Transformer movie was, what if all the Transformers were made out of wood instead of metal? Wood has been in our Christian story from the very, very beginning, and it follows Christ all the way through his earthly life. We start out with a couple of boards rough hewn in a manger. That's Advent. Then we go to Jesus' story of being raised by his father to learn how to make stuff. And he's a carpenter. And then it becomes his walking staff as he walks through the desert. And it's our staff as we walk through Lent. Then it becomes a table. Bread, wine, and a Last Supper. And then, of course, it becomes that. An instrument of execution and our salvation. And then we go to Pentecost and it becomes the floorboards, the creaky, leaky floorboards of a boat for apostles to cross oceans to Turkey and Greece and Rome to their own, well. And then finally, on this one little tiny Sunday at the end of Pentecost, it's supposed to be, what? What is that? Is that the seat of a throne? God sits there. And then, of course, next week it's back to a manger and we repeat the cycle. But today we want to talk about the throne. And the way that we have to bridge this gap. We have to bridge this gap on this one Sunday from Jesus as Lord, as King, and then we turn him back into an infant and we throw him back in a box and then we do it again. How are you going to do that? It's amazing that we have this wonderful holiday this week and it's called Thanksgiving. And we go from King to baby by way of thanks. Are you sick? Is your soul hurt? Are you suffering? If you are, Christ the King Sunday will tell us that it's because you've forgotten the throne. I know I have. I'm a repeat offender. I keep forgetting he sits here on this throne. And the way I keep forgetting it is because I clean it off. I make it my throne and I put my stuff on it. What do I put on here? I put loneliness on here. What else do I put on here? I put the history I had with my alcoholic father and I blame stuff on him. and the way I was raised. What else do I put on here? I put that I have no control over anything. So I don't know what you put on the throne. I imagine some of you are here and you've done the same thing. You've put your kids on here. You put your job on here. You put your failing marriage on here. You put your hope that you will find that one person who will make your life right. And you put that on here. And here's the amazing thing. God will let you. He'll stand right next to the throne. Jesus Christ will stand right next to the throne and watch you pile it up with stuff. And he'll wait until you realize it's just junk. This junk has taken his place. And that's what I did in my life. I put my mom on here and she died. I put a marriage on here. It died. And then I learned something. I learned something really valuable. You can put everything on here. You can take this throne and you can pile it with everything that you want, you need, you desire, you fear, and that you think should be. You just got to let him sit there first. And you pile it on his lap. And you say, I don't know what to do with this stuff. I can't do one thing with this stuff. This is yours. And then you turn and walk away. But before you go, you turn back, and if you're smart, you pull out that other pile, the stuff that you're really thankful for. And you put that right on the top so that when he looks down in his lap, the first thing he sees is that you really are grateful. You're grateful that the lap is there in the first place to have all the stuff piled on it, to give it away to Christ the King. And if you'll forgive me for extending the metaphor, I want you to take your table this Thursday when you finally get your family around it, and I hope you all have someone to share it with. I've spent too many of them alone to know that it's ugly. If you don't have someone to share it with, go find someone to share it with. And when you turn that smidgen of a throne in this funny week back into a table and you pile it with all the good gifts that you want to consume, make sure you put your thanks to each other on that table. Make sure you put the things that mean most to you about the people you're sharing the meal with on that table. Remember that Christ the King provided that wood for that table, and give thanks. And then do something really amazing next Sunday. Clean the table. Turn it back into a manger. And don't forget your stuff. Don't forget all your things that you had. Don't forget your fears. Don't forget your worries. Don't forget any of that stuff. And bridge the gap between Christ the King Sunday and the first Sunday in Advent, and take that empty manger and pile it with that stuff. And on the very top, put what you're thankful for. And then in about 4 weeks' time, he will appear. And when he does, pick the stuff up and hold it for just a second and give him just enough room to get in. And then the Christ the King will become the newborn infant Savior of us all, and just pile it right on top of him. And listen to him giggle. Let us join now in our prayer of intercession. Most merciful God, until the day when war ceases to rage between the nations of the earth,
until the day when disease and starvation will no longer prey upon your people,
until that day when we are healed of our divisions, O God, your kingdom come.
Christ, King of the ages, you seek to be King of our hearts as well.
Move us to love you and serve you in all that we do and all that we are.
So rule in love and grace within us that convinced of your power, others Church will come to acknowledge you as the Lord and giver of life.
Christ our Lord, we pray to you.
In silence we come before you, awaiting your presence and your word.
Come to those places and the people that we will now pause and name in our hearts and bring before you in silent prayer. Will you join me? Father God, we thank you. Take those names, take those hearts, take those souls, and keep them close to you. And we shall all together say, Amen. Amen.